Hi, everyone, and welcome to Drop of Inspiration, a Young Living podcast. I'm your host, Deidreen Joyce, and I'm bringing you the last round of highlights as the 2018 International Grant Convention in Salt Lake City, Utah, comes to a close. It's been a busy week, but Young Living members have had plenty of opportunities to practice a little self-care with YL Fit, spa sessions, savvy makeovers, Club Red, and the Einkorn Kitchen.
This morning was a great community of people coming together, and while getting up at 6 a.m. wasn't the easiest thing to do, it was such a great way to start a day right in the middle of convention and kind of reset everything and bring back purpose to what we're doing.
I've actually never done yoga before this morning.
Oh, great.
So I got up early, which is not my style at all. I'm a night owl. And I think what resonated more than anything than the yoga itself was Ed at the very end saying, thanks for showing up for yourself, because I don't do that as a single mom, so.
I haven't been to a yoga class where they incorporated the oils before. So for me, like, I really liked how they use different oils at different points.
I was trying the hair oil, and so I stuck it on a piece of my hair, and it is crazy soft, like, feels so good, and it smells really nice as well.
I've tried some of the Savvy Mineral makeup, which I'm not a makeup person at all. I don't wear makeup at all, and it doesn't feel like I have any makeup on. The girl did a good job over there. They really did a good job.
I love the Zing. The Nitros I absolutely love because I do a lot of fitness, rock climbing, mountain biking, skiing, all that. And I love energy boost, but then I also, like, mental clarity and focus is really important to me.
So we're here, we are trying some Einkorn flakes. Have you ever eaten Einkorn pork?
Okay.
This is our first time together.
First time. Yeah. Yep.
Oh, I like that.
It's good.
Yeah. Give me your first initial reaction.
It's got a little bit of sweetness that I, not too much, and it's perfect. I love it. I love it.
On Saturday morning, members ran the Foundation 5K to support charity organizations that help bring wellness to children and families across the globe. At the expo, we caught up with some of the leaders of these incredible organizations.
I really look at Young Living as not just a business, but a way of life, which I think most members probably do. And why you're doing what you're doing is because you're wanting to benefit the people that you live with, the people around you, to provide them with a better life. So in partnering with the foundation, you're providing a better life for someone outside of your realm, which is amazing, and just in a different way. So by them giving back, rounding up, or just coming on the foundation trip and seeing it firsthand, you're able to empower someone outside of your community, which I think is just a rewarding thing to be able to do. Yes. So the reason we exist is because of a parasite. It's called a jigger. It's a sand flea that embeds into their feet. It's very debilitating. And so we go in and we explain to them it's just a bug and teach them how to remove it. So with the medical care and education side, they're very empowered to be able to go on living and be jigger free. And so when they come to our clinic, we remove their jiggers, and then they're given a pair of shoes that people here in the States will cut out their old denim. And that's what we use for the top half of the shoes, and then the bottom is recycled jean material.
My name is Subhas. I'm working as country manager in Nepal. This project started in 2016. In 2015, when big earthquake was there, Gary visited the area and he found this is the most devastated area. So then we started building 100 homes and also a school in 2016. So it took almost 2 years, I think. In 2018, May, we completed all the homes.
My name is George Sekalala, the Public Relations and Programs Manager, African Hearts Community Organization in Uganda. I came here to the convention to represent my organization. We do work with children living and working and living on the streets of Kampala, where we rescue them off street and put them in transitional homes. But before we rescue them, we do comprehensive counseling. We do treat them on the streets. We do feed them 5 times a week. And when we take them to the transitional homes, we do rehabilitation and counseling. We dress for their families and communities of origin. We do empower their families by training them to live and work with their children again.
The Healing Faith is an organization that exists to try to end deaths caused by malaria. So right now, a child dies about every 60 seconds from malaria. It's the number one killer of children under five. And it's a treatment that costs $1. So $1 can literally save a life, and yet a child is dying about one every minute from this disease. And we just felt like we needed to do something about that. That should not be a statistic that is happening. So Healing Faith does it. There's a few main elements. Prevention is one. We hang nets and home to home, and so we show them the proper way to hang them. Education is another huge key element that we use, because if we can educate what malaria is, a lot of Ugandans don't really realize it's caused by mosquito bites. So education is the next big key. How to prevent it, some tips on preventing the mosquitoes breeding and being around their houses to begin with, and also to recognize the signs and symptoms. So if their family member is ill, that they know they need to get them help quickly. Because with the child, it can turn deadly within a few days. So, and then now with the help of the foundation, we were able to open a malaria center in 2017, where we're actually able to test and treat. And the partnership with the foundation has been instrumental in just the impact we've been able to make in Uganda. We went from the year before the foundation came on board, we were able to hang 2,000 nets and help reach 3,900 people with education, which was great. The year that they came on board, though, the next year, that went to 47,000 nets and over 90,000 people reached. And so the impact has just been tremendous.
In the general session, Greg Larson shared many profound stories of hope and change that have come as a direct result of the Young Living Foundation. He also brought to stage the CEO of Hope for Justice, Ben Cooley.
It is such an honor to work with you and your organization, and as I've grown to know you and all of your staff, truly humbled and honored just to be side by side and working with you to end modern slavery. Yeah. Can you help us understand what has the Young Living Partnership meant to Hope for Justice?
Oh, Greg, man, I love Young Living, man. I am a massive fan.
I know.
I just love you guys. I love everything about you. I love my oily friends. I've just got so many friends now. I believe like it's family. And I remember last year, man, when that moment where you got me up on stage with Gary and, that changed everything for us as an organization. And, you know, now we're serving so many more people because of that. We are literally saving thousands of people because of Young Living. So I'm here to tell you, thank you for rounding up. Thank you for making a difference. Thank you for standing up and being extraordinary. You are the heroes of this story. Every single one of you, you're incredible.
Convention's last day was filled with wave after wave of inspiring stories and advice from Young Living leaders. We captured reactions from members who are now motivated to carry the spirit of Young Living throughout the world.
Yeah, for me, it's all about the family, like the feeling that we get. Everyone in the whole world comes together and feel the energy of the freedom and feel the energy that the Young's family, they have been like giving all the unconditional love to every single members.
It's amazing, and just seeing everything that Young Living does all over the world and knowing that 100% of everything we put towards the Young Living Foundation goes straight to all these people that need it. It's just amazing. Besides every single second Mary walks on stage and Gary is not next to her, that just, I break down. I just absolutely break down.
Actually, when I smell Journey on, I actually, because maybe he's on the side of the bottle, I smell sweet Gary, and I'm so grateful I had the opportunity to meet him and spend time with him. And as I'm sniffing right now, I'm just so grateful for his legacy. I'm so grateful for his promise and his character and how that bleeds into everything that he's built and how we can carry that on into the future.
You know, Jared coming up and giving $50,000 to the foundation, like just like that, to me, that's amazing that they're in a position to be able to do something like that and to see how beneficial it is for all those that benefited from what the foundation is doing. It's amazing.
It's so emotional and touching, and it's really, really amazing. It's fantastic. I mean, it's beyond words to explain, unless you really have to come over here to feel it and you will get something, then you understand what freedom means.
We're sad it's come to an end, but that wraps up our 2018 International Grand Convention Quickcasts. If you've enjoyed our behind-the-scenes stories, be sure to check out our full-length episodes of Drop of Inspiration at youngliving.com/podcast, where new episodes will be posted every 2 weeks. Thanks for joining us, and don't forget to subscribe.